Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Art of Craftsmanship podcast. My name is Dustin O'Hara, and I'm here with my brother and co-host, Devin.
We're here. Hello.
Hello, hello. Ooh. All right, Devin, what do you got for us tonight?
Must we return to this place? There's something else I must know. Is that not true? Spirit, I know what I must ask, but I fear to, but I must. Who was that wretched man whose death brought so much glee and happiness to others? Are these shadows of things that will be, or are they shadows of things that may be only? One more? Oh, please, Spirit, okay. Hear me. I am not the man I was. Why would you show me this if I am past all hope?
Is that Scrooge thing?
Yeah, a Christmas Carol.
Yeah, Christmas Carol. Yeah, I was like, a Christmas story is not
that. Yeah, and it's Michael Caine. I should have done him. It was It's the Muppets one.
Yeah,
must we return to this place? I can't do like a whole Michael. Is there something else I must know? It's hard. I can't do a Michael Caine like that. Michael Caine. Okay, must we return to this place? It's something else I must know. It's not true. Spirit, I know what I must ask.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you got it. You got it for a minute.
I fear to.
Can you hold it?
I fear to, but I must. Who was this wretched man whose death brought so much glee and happiness to others? I lost it.
I lost it. You lost it. Nice. Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
I like it. I just watched A Christmas Story like 4.5 times today in school. My tradition to watch A Christmas Story each year with my students, no matter if they like it or not. We always do.
To like, slightly bore than entertain them. If they lock in with it, then you can
I feel like
you can hang with it.
Yeah. Or it's like also fine just as background, you know, because it's like not too dramatic.
Right.
Like
yeah.
Just a story, a wandering story that follows along. You can hop in, hop out of it, you know, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've had this tradition since I've been teaching to show A Christmas Story to all my classes. And so, you know, because I teach the same students 3 years in a row, I teach 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. The 11th and 12th graders like remember, you know, they're like, okay, we're gonna watch Christmas Story again. And so this year for both my 12th grade groups, I started it from like the middle so they could see the end, you know, because they hadn't. But yeah, so that was kind of fun. And I love that. It's like one of my favorite Christmas movies, that, and It's a Wonderful Life. Those are my two favorite Christmas movies.
No, I haven't watched It's a Wonderful Life in a while.
Oh, yeah. Man, it's so good.
I mean, I love it. I've seen it a bunch of times. I've seen it probably 10, 15 times over my life. But
yeah, I watched it with, I watched it with Corinne before, but last year I watched it all the way through with her, and then she was like really into it, you know, because like now she's older. So she's it's so good. It's just so good.
It is.
Man, it's like a tearjerker at the end, and it's so good.
You want the moon, so, Mary?
Huh? I'll lasso the moon for you.
I'll get it. I'll knock it. It's quite a predicament.
Yeah. Yeah. But, it's a good time of year where it is Christmas Eve as we are recording. Mm. And I'll probably put this out. I might actually put it out tomorrow. Yeah. So, happy Merry Christmas Eve, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year. Happy holidays to all the folks out there, everyone who celebrates everything. Yeah, it's that time of year.
So I want to start this out with a banger of what happened to me, a banger of a story, what happened to me yesterday. It's not really, kind of Christmassy. Okay, so, and this has to do with... What was your... No. All right, I thought I could tie it in, but it, maybe not. Anyway, so...
Okay.
Last night, getting the kids cleaned up after dinner, I put the dog outside, doing some stuff, getting ready for the kids to go now for a nap, to go to bed, and I forget that Alfie's outside. And he's good for 10 minutes. He'll stay.
Right.
After that, he's gone. He's wandering. So it's really, it's my fault, you know.
Right.
He goes out without a leash, and he won't go unless you just leave him out there, which is fair enough. So
yeah,
I forgot him. That's one of those things. It always happens where I'm like walking around and I'm like, oh no, you know, you just I run to the door and he's gone. I'm like, call for him, nothing. Like, all right, I'm gonna go drive around. There's kind of a loop that I do, right, in a few different directions, where he's usually in one of those directions. Like, he never makes it farther than a quarter mile, you know?
Right, yeah.
So I'm driving around, and I see nothing. Absolutely nothing. And I do, like, five laps of all around the neighborhood. And I see nothing. So I stop back in the house to get a flashlight to, you know, kind of look around a little better.
Yep.
Because, you know, you're driving, but every once in a while you see white things. You know, I always think it's a dog, but it might be a chair or something weird in the wall. And, you know, I'm just really searching. I stop in at the house and I tell Caitlin, I'm like, all right, let's start looking on, like, the Facebook groups and stuff.
Right.
Because we found them before that way. Someone, like, you know, just right down the street had them.
Yeah.
And shared it. I'm okay. All right, I got my flashlight. I go back out. I do another couple laps. I'm seeing nothing. I'm like, oh boy. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna do like a full circle around this road. Go a little bit farther than I normally do, and then loop back around. I'm driving, and I'm trying to figure. Okay, so all right. I'm trying to figure out how much to censor myself here.
Right. Okay.
I think since it's maybe a Christmas one, I won't say the words I said, but here we go. So we're driving, and there's this guy on my butt, kind of out of nowhere, right?
Yeah.
But I was going slow, so I'd assume since I was going 20 or whatever, that he just wanted to get past. He's really riding my butt.
Right.
And so I take a turn and another turn. He's still there. And then all of a sudden, he goes flying around me. I'm like, all right, I guess he just didn't want to go that slow. And I had sped up a little bit, you know. I was like, well, while this guy's behind me, I'll go like 30, 35, like the speed limit.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, he flies around me, gets in front of me in the middle of the road, and slams on his brakes.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, what the? And then proceeds, so I hit the brakes, and he proceeds to jump out of the vehicle, turn towards me, and start running at my truck. So I pop in reverse and start reversing back down the hill, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
I'm not doing anything. I'm not getting out of the car. You know, I'm not going to engage with this.
Yeah, loony.
Yeah. I'm like, what? And I'm confused. I'm like, where's the road rage coming from? Because, you know, I wasn't going that slow, and I didn't cut him off. You know, it was nothing like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, this guy's nuts. And, and he's going for a while, really starting to sprint. And so I'd probably make it like 30 yards, and he stops, and I stop. And I had the window down looking for Alfie, like, so I could shine the flashlight out.
Uh-huh.
So I yell some expletives at him.
Yeah.
Because I hear something. He says something. And I said, I'm trying to have nicely, what, you know. What the F are you doing, a-hole, right?
Right, yeah.
And I start saying the thing. I said, who are you? And I said, get out of the effing road. And then he said, what are you doing around here? And then I said, I'm looking for my effing dog, a-hole, right? So it's that those kind of exchanges.
Yeah, right.
Yelling at him. And then he goes, what? I say, I live around here. I'm looking for my dog. What are you doing? And he said, oh. And he goes, I didn't know who you were. I live right down the street. He was had decided to follow me because he thought I was shady doing laps around the neighborhood.
What?
So his decision was to follow me and then stop in the middle of the road and jump out of his vehicle. So he walks out. He starts walking towards the car and he's like telling me, oh, I live right up there, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, all right. And I put the car into drive just in case, you know what I mean? I'm like ready to just... I was a few seconds away from him. I mean, my next move, I wasn't going to keep reversing down the road because I couldn't really see. Right. I knew I'd come up a straight hill, but I was keeping my eye on him running straight in my vehicle. So I was like, I can't keep reversing down this road like top speed.
Yeah.
So I put it in drive and I'm ready to either run him down or go around. You know what I mean? Like I was going to go straight and then around his car and continue on.
Right.
But he's like, okay, well, I'm sorry. I just thought we had issues before, blah, 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 blah. And he comes up to the window. He's like, hey, I'm John. Like, wants to shake my hand. So I did, but I was like, what are you? So I said a couple more words to him. Not nice words, but also going like, you can't just do that. You don't know who I am.
Yeah.
Like, what are you? Are you nuts? Like, what are you doing? Why would you do that? Oh, I'm sorry. I just thought.
Yeah,
we had some people break in a few years ago around the neighborhood, so we just kind of look out. So I said a few more things to him. And then he's like, well, okay, well, so I'm just like, dude, I'm leaving. Like, I didn't wait for him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I park and drive. I'm like, see ya. And I go around his car, and I continue on in my search. And then I do, like, two more laps, and I come by, and I'm still pretty close to the house. I got the window down. I see someone outside their house. I'm like, is this guy again? Sure enough, it was. But he says, hey, do you want your dog?
Oh, my God.
No, he yells, Devin, because I told him my name.
Yeah, yeah.
You want your dog? I said, well, so I park and I jump out. And I'm like, what? Yeah. Like, is that John? He's like, yeah. Or, sorry, I shouldn't have said the name, but it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's me. He came over here right after I talk to you.
Oh my gosh.
So Alfie had come to their house and because they have a female dog.
Oh, right.
So he wasn't that far away, but he had was, you know. So I got to meet the neighbors, and then his wife was out there. She's like, yeah, I told him not to do that, blah, 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 blah. And I told her, I was like, I get it. On one hand, I appreciate you guys, like, looking out for the neighborhood, but also... That's insane.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way he should be doing that. Like, that was not right. He could have got hurt.
Right.
I could have got hurt. Like, either of us could. And I didn't know if he had a gun, especially out here.
Yeah.
And he didn't know if I had a gun. Like I said, the best case scenario was he ran into me, who just avoided the situation.
Right.
And then cussed at him a little bit.
Yeah.
The worst case scenario is you find what you think you're looking for. Someone who's not nice, who is trying to rob someone, who probably has some type of weapon on him.
Yeah, right.
And will either run you down or, you know, shoot you or stab you or whatever.
Right.
Get out. And get out and whoop your ass because there's four dudes. You know what I mean? Like,
right, yeah.
What are you doing? So I kind of tell him that, but I'm also appreciative. And his wife was super nice about it.
Yeah.
And apparently they were the people who had found the dog once before.
Okay.
And Caitlin had gone pick him up from those people.
Right.
So they were very friendly and they told me about all the break-ins that happened, but I was like, all right, but
still,
that was crazy. Like, what do you do?
Yeah. Right. Don't,
yeah.
She was
understanding in that, like going like, he shouldn't have done that. I'm sorry. Did that, blah, blah, blah. I told him not to. He just went, he ran off.
Yeah.
I said, what? You're nuts. I was about to run you over. Like, my next move, I was in drive, like, if he was going to start running, and I was going to go just straight at, like, there's not much more I can do.
Right, exactly. I did what I could do. I tried to avoid you. I tried to back away. You're still pursuing me, so.
Right. And I'm not going to continue to go backwards, because I don't know who's behind me. Yeah, I don't know what's behind me. So I'm going to go forward now, and if he's an older guy, he might not have made it out of the way.
Yeah.
And I, you know, would have tried to avoid him, but who knows? Like, man, I could have run someone down that night just over a misunderstanding.
That's crazy. Like, if you're going to be, like, a neighborhood patrol, just, like, follow behind somebody.
Exactly.
You know, stay follow. Near them. Call the cops.
Yeah, that's what everyone, you know, that's the neighborhood yeah. watch. You never
right. exactly.
confront, and you don't run. I mean, he sprinted. He started walking. He jumped out of his car and started walking in my car. So I popped it in reverse, and I started reversing away from him.
That's crazy.
Then he started running, so I reversed faster. And then he yeah. slowed down, so I slammed the brakes and put it in drive. Like, all right, dang. Now I'm going forward.
Yeah, right, right.
And then he yelled out some stuff, and then I yelled back, and we yelled back and forth for a little while, and then...
That's crazy.
He was said he was sorry and all that, but...
Yeah, yeah. But, man...
I was like, dude, you're nuts.
I know, right. Yeah, exactly. At that point, you're like, okay, all right, I understand you're not going to, you know, I'm not going to hurt you, but in any other situation with any other actual person who's like, you're going to get killed. Mm-hmm. Like, is it worth that? No. Mm-hmm. Like, oh
my if you're gosh. That worried, yes, I would say the max thing I would ever do is maybe follow someone.
Yeah.
Just to yeah. get them out of your area.
Right. Yeah. Just stay near them. Or yeah, then, call or, the cops. And
or
like,
God forbid, call the cops and I'll tell yeah. them. Hey, I'm looking mm-hmm. for my dog. You want to help? Either that or leave me alone.
Yeah, right.
My dog's out and about.
Man, that's yeah, that's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
I was driving one time through the city, like during a real bad storm, like a rainstorm, and I remember going down. I was kind of winding through the city and going through some back roads. Or maybe I might have been up kind of like the north side of the city over toward like Bel Air Road. Mm-hmm. And I was like driving down the road kind of slow because it was raining really hard. And then like a person like was in the road and like trying to flag me down, like in this dark back road, like trying to flag me down in the middle of the road. I was like, no, they're like waving at me, trying to like get in front of the car. I was like, went around and was like, no way. I'm not stopping. And I'm not like, there was nothing around. It wasn't like they had gotten out of car, like all the, you know, all the houses around, nothing was on fire. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. In that situation, I'm not stopping like a crazy person.
No, I'm not talking to anyone. I'm not stopping for anyone unless I see something. Yeah. Unless you can see what happened.
Yeah. If there's an accident or something or something crazy happens.
Then you help,
like,
but
yeah. Right.
I don't trust anyone. I'm not going to let you walk up to my vehicle.
Yeah, and especially people who, like, out in the road, you know, try to jump in front of you or, like...
right.
I'm like, man, you're just asking to get killed. It's crazy. You know, like... man, that's wild.
So, luckily, it ended up about as good as it could for the situation.
Yeah, right.
But it was Jeez. About 2 seconds away from getting crazy.
Yeah, that's nuts.
But I was like, man, what the hell? A few days before Christmas, you know... Not the end. They're like, well, have a good Christmas. You stop by whenever. I'm like, oh, I'm not stopping by.
Yeah, right.
I mean, unless you guys want to, you know, come by and say you're sorry.
Yeah.
Part of that, I'm not dealing with people like that.
Yeah.
And like I said, on one hand, I'm appreciative that you have a, you like want to make a community and protect the community. But to do that is not the way to do it because you almost got someone hurt. You could have got me hurt too because I was... reversing pretty fast.
Yeah, right.
And I thought it was a straight hill, but I could have gone off the road a little bit or hit a mailbox and had something happen. Yeah. Then we really would have had a problem.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Then I would have been really upset at every part of it, you know?
Yeah.
So it turned out as good as that situation could have with them finding the dog and us being able to talk about it a little bit after, cool it down, you know? But
yeah. Yeah,
I was like, oh my God, you're insane.
Maybe talk some sense into the guy a little bit, like, yeah.
I mean, I told him again, like, dude, you can't. What are you doing? Like, are you?
Yeah,
you're nuts. You can't do that.
Yeah, right.
You're gonna get hurt. I could have got hurt.
Yeah, and right, like you said, he's lucky that it was like it was the best situation. You know, like
yeah, that it was just a neighbor doing something innocent.
Right,
and it wasn't even that late. It was 7 o'clock.
Right.
It wasn't 2 a.m. or something crazy. You know, it was like right after dinner. I think it was 7:15 or maybe I drove for 20 minutes.
Yeah, right.
Like, settle down there, buddy.
So, where is his house, like, close to the road? Mm-hmm. Wherever he is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you even, like, pay attention that much to what's going on in the road to notice?
I don't know. Unless they've got
the
some
same
ring cam
go by.
And they watch it. Or maybe they were out. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're outside.
Maybe they were outside. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't get it. I don't. Maybe they're outside with their dog or something.
Right. Were you like, you were driving slow-ish by their house?
I was driving slow, but not too slow. I mean, yeah, there was, right. By the end, I did have a flashlight out, but I don't think I shined up at their house.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, that's a little bit more sketchy. That's why I didn't, like, I would only turn on every once in a while just to double check.
Yeah, right.
I see things that were white.
Right.
You know, you can't see, obviously, you got your headlights. Yeah. But when you're looking, because he's normally back in between houses. He's sniffing around houses, you know, so you kind of... Yeah. I know he's in the backyard and in the front yards and then in the backyard. So I'm kind of like,
all right,
looking.
It's crazy. Like, and he's like, you want your dog? Like,
yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I was like, what? Yeah. We got him. Crazy.
Jeez. That's wild.
So anyway, got Alfie story, back. Man. And
jeez. Well, I have a dog story. Unfortunately, there was a kitten, I mean, not like a baby kitten, but like a, you know, couple month old kitten that got into our backyard. No. And my dogs got hold of it, unfortunately. Ooh. Yeah. And like, I came out cause I heard them barking. So I went out to the backyard and we have a fenced in backyard and, they were both right on the edge of the fence and they were barking and they were kind of scratching at the edge of the fence. And so I went up and I saw that there was a black cat like on the outside of the fence, but like curled up right against the fence. Mm-hmm. And so they were like right on it, you know, like barking and stuff and trying to dig the fence and on. And it was all like its whole body was all wet and like chewed up, mm-hmm. you know, like I didn't see blood, but it was all like wet. Like you could tell it was like recently in the mouth of something. And so I didn't actually think that it was our dogs. Like I thought mm-hmm. something else had gotten to it and it had just curled up there or whatever. Like, and so I brought the dogs inside and I went and I got a shovel and I went over and I'm kind of messing around with it just to see like if it's going to go off on its own or what. And it's like, it's like hissing at me and kind of batting at me with its front legs, but not moving its back legs at all. Mm. And so then I started kind of like moving its back legs around. It wasn't moving at all. So it's like just there with, you know, like all chewed up. And so I put it out of its misery. I was like, oh, poor baby. Yeah. And then like I like 10 minutes later, I'm out in my backyard again. I'm working and my neighbor, she comes over with another woman who I have seen in the distance, but haven't really ever met before. And they're like, they come over and they're like looking for the cat. And I'm like, no, I took care of it. You know, like I put it out of its misery and I took it back into the woods and threw it back in the woods. And they were like asking stuff. And apparently the woman, like, so we have a kind of a feral cat colony that lives in the neighborhood near our house. Yeah. And so like, and the people around, there's like a cat rescue group that goes around and feeds these different colonies, but they also capture and like spay or neuter the cats so they can't, you know, reproduce, but they kind of take care of them by like feeding them and stuff. And so she's like one of the people that helps out with that. And she'll like catch cats and, you know, take them to get them spayed and neutered or whatever, get them fixed. And, yeah. And so she was like, was it the black one with like the short, you know, the short hair? And I was like, I guess it was like all chewed up and it's like, I think its back was broken or something. And then our neighbor was like, she's like, yeah, I saw the dogs like flipping it around.
Oh.
And I was like, my dogs? She was like, yeah. And I was like, oh. So like, apparently she like looked out there cause she heard them barking and like, she saw like the cat kind of like flipping up in the air and like the dogs, like one would go after it and then like either throw it, you know, grab it and flip it. And the other one would go after it and grab it and flip it. And they must've like flipped it up over the fence. It's like, oh, poor babies. Like, you know, obviously I can't blame my dogs cause it's just, that's like instinct, you know, but still I would think, you know, they're like domesticated. You would think they wouldn't attack a cat, you but know, all the cats dogs, they see are all outside the fence. Yeah, you know?
Dogs like, kind of have that instinct. It's like them going after a squirrel or something, you know?
Right,
if
exactly.
If they get a hold of
rats,
it,
just, mice, yeah.
Some, if they get into a chink, some dogs, if they get into a chicken coop.
Yeah,
you know, it's right. Just kind of a fun thing.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a terrible story.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez, all right. Well, this Christmas episode has really gotten off to a...
Sorry, yeah, you know, dogs, what are you going to... Yeah. But, you know, the dogs, both of the dogs had, like, they had a little bit of blood on their nose. And I was like, I just assumed that they had, like, you know, they were like barking and the cat was like scratching at them through the fence or something, but apparently not.
Vicious beasts, you
know. I know, right? Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I did say, I was like, well, we put the fence up and there's no more like cat tracks across our yard. But actually, yeah, so not too long ago.
Kittens don't know. They just won't, you know, they just stumble into somewhere.
And like I said, it's probably like a few months old. So it was kind of like a half size, you know, like still, you could tell it's still like not a full grown cat. But a couple months ago, there was a cat sitting on our fence, like in the back of the fence on the very corner, sitting where the two like fences came together in the corner of the big post, and just sitting up on the top of the post, and the dogs were there like barking at it, and but they weren't really jumping up, they were just like standing next to it and barking, and it was like hissing at them and like swatting occasionally. But you know, so I was a little surprised when she said that it was the dogs, because like, really? Like, you know, I feel like Toby could easily jump up on his back legs and be as tall as the fence, you know, like if he wanted to jump up to attack that cat that was sitting on the fence last time, like he would have done it. Like, but I don't know. Yeah.
I don't think they'd make it up.
Yeah. And like, yeah. So,
hey, I remember my way back when we talked about my thing was, no, don't do that. You don't feed the animals.
No. Yeah. Right.
Because exactly. I mean, look, and I get the inkling and the feel for it.
Yeah,
I understand that. But it is a double-edged sword when you're doing that.
Yeah.
You are creating a habitat for them, and they will mate, and they will stay around.
Right.
So then you'll get more of them. But then you're spaying and neutering them, but that effect doesn't do anything, because they're making more than what you're capturing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, if you want a pet around, get a pet.
Yeah.
You don't just keep all the cats in the village.
Just keep them all alive, you know? Like, yeah, like, what's it doing?
No, like the ones some will live because there's things around. It's a town, there's food, there's mice, there's rats, and then the others will just be, you know, house cats.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like, that's why they have, like, you know, like, whatever, cat catchers and dog catchers, like pest control, you know, like you call them, they come out, they trap them all and they take them away, you know, like if they can take them to a shelter, and the shelter can, if they're, you know, if they're young enough, they can be, you know, like whatever, you know, like adopted by families and stuff. And if not, then they get rid of them, you know, like they euthanize them, because you have to control the population. Like you can't, you know, they're still animals. They're still, I mean, the problem is that it's like domesticated animals that then become wild, you know? So it's like, you know, but,
and a feral cat's different than a dog who doesn't have a owner. Right. A dog wants a group. A dog can be reestablished into a family.
Right.
Even if it's been with no one forever, it wants that. Cats don't want that. So their natural inkling is to be nasty.
And feral cats. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, that's my feeling. But
because
stuff like that happens, you know? And then it's just a shame. Everyone feels bad then. You feel bad. I mean, the dogs had fun.
Yeah.
Right. But the people who watch them feel bad. Like, you had to kill an animal because it was just an unfortunate thing that happened.
Right.
Which you shouldn't have had to do. And, you know, it's just so bad. Like I said, and I feel for the people who feel for the pets. I get it.
Right.
But it leads to things like that.
Yeah.
Okay, happier things. We've got to have some. This is the saddest.
The saddest Christmas episode.
I can talk about Woody again on this episode for one. Other friends have passed away. So I'm going to send you real quick. So we took, for our mama, she wanted a family photo of all her kids and grandkids. So
yeah, it was an easy present too, like a fairly simple ask.
Right.
So she actually asked for it last year. And we were like, sure, we can do that, but then we didn't get around to it in time. And so
in our defense, she asked like a month within.
Yeah.
You know, that you got to wrangle four families is tough.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not like it's just like, hey, get a picture of your family. It's get a picture of four families with, you know, kids aging from, what, 1 to 15 last year. You know?
Right.
It's like, okay, it's not super easy, you know. Right. Yeah, it can be done, but
and we weren't sure how we're going to do it or who was going to take the picture. You know, it's like, Here, I'll show you.
And then, yeah, last year, because we didn't get it done in time, I was like, oh, it would be kind of fun if everyone just draws, like, a simple picture of their own families.
Right.
So we each drew pictures of our family, you know, and then we put them all together onto a page and, like, gave them to our mom, which is funny.
She was like, is this all of it? Can I get a real one? We're like, yeah, we'll get a real one next year. Like, so she brought it up, and here's the untouched photo. Hang on, that's not you. One sec.
Yeah, so we got together, what, like 2 or 3 weeks ago or something like that, and got a picture with all of the families and stuff there. So all the brothers and sister-in-laws and nieces and nephews. And then
there's the touched-up photo. I know it's not good for podcasting, but then look at the second one. Oh yeah,
man, that's a very
I just added a little color work. Very
Irish looking family,
right?
Oh yeah, right on. Nice. Yeah,
second one.
Boosted the saturation
a little bit. Just adjusted a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that nice?
Like it. Yeah. Yeah, mom and dad will be very happy. Dang, Finley's a little bitter.
I know. Finley didn't smile like at all. And I'll say I have the bias of the guy taking the photo, so I found where all of me and my family were smiling, and then I would find who else was, you know?
Right.
And this one, everyone was.
Everyone's smiling, and Finley's kind of like...
He's a little bit... That's a normal Finley face, though. That's why I was like...
Yeah.
That's a...
Yeah. He's not like, looking away. He's not frowning, but it's just kind of a... Just like an ambivalent almost. That's funny. That's great.
Isn't that a good one?
Lily's looking.
Isn't that good?
That's great. Oh, yeah. Really nice.
So.
Maeve's little smile.
Maeve's doing a little funny smile.
It's funny. You can see all the kids' eyes are like looking down because they're watching the remote control car.
Right. That was my trick. So the day before. So what we did was we didn't have anyone to do the photo. So I have the best photo gear. So I did it and set it up. And
we have the best photo gear.
Yes. Well, yeah, I mean, I do too with just the Nikon.
Yeah. Oh, right, yeah.
For the, so I took video of it.
Right, yeah.
And just figured I'd pause and screenshot, and that's how it works nice that way. We do thumbnails like that. You know, it's just as good. And, I set it up on a real long lens and put the camera way far away, but I was like, how am I going to get all these kids to look over there, or at least not all these kids, mainly my kids and Drew's kids, because everyone else is old enough to take direction. Kids.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So I just got a remote control car, put it behind the camera, and put the remote in my pocket and just ran it back and forth behind the camera. Yes. And they all looked over it. It worked perfect. Everyone, as you can see in that picture, everyone's looking there.
Yeah.
You know, we all were kind of focused on that one thing, and even. It works good for adults, too, because we get distracted, too, and we're like, talk to the kids, and you're like, hey, buddy, look over here, and it's like everyone's, so it worked out nice.
Yeah, it's great. That's funny, and you mentioned that it kind of reminds you of, like the Weasleys, or like a wizarding photo, where everyone's kind of like, you know, talking and like moving and looking at the camera, but everyone's like, you know, everyone's moving a little bit because of the live photo.
When I was, watching it, you know, everyone's... But yeah, actually, I bumped. It's not saturation up, it's saturation down. I changed that a little bit. And
right.
So the really blue one is the original, but it's kind of everyone's very pale. I just warmed up. That second one is the warmer image.
Right. Dang. Oh yeah, look at all our blue jeans.
Right.
Gray jeans.
Right. They get much diminished, but it's a nicer look all around.
Yeah, it's nice. Nice. That's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I have the frame for that, so just to get it from you, I think, 11x17 or something is
that's what the photo is, and you have a mat on it, or
I already have a mat. That's the mat is cut to 11x17 or whatever. It's cut, it's like, you know, a frame that's made for...
Wait, with 11x17?
11x14, I forget what it is. I'll have to look and see. Okay. I'll double check, but yeah, I was going to say, probably not 11x17, probably 11x14.
That's pretty huge.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'll double check it. But yeah, I got that, and I actually we were at an art market at Maryland Stu College of Art a couple weeks ago, and you know, they do one every year with, like, you know, craft people who come and set up stuff, but then also students sell their artwork and all. And so we went, and we always go each year and find some stuff, gifts for people and things, that like handmade things. And we got there was a woman who was selling like block prints, so prints that were like originally like alphabet prints, you know, so kind of like different foliage around, like, you know, it might be like a 5-inch square print with like a 2-inch square, you know, like decorative letter in it somewhere with like floral stuff around it, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like one of those, like for a kid's room or something. She was doing these kind of block prints, and then she decided at some point to, instead of putting the letters in there, to just leave them like an opening. Yeah. So it's kind of like this like floral print with a space so you can put a photograph in it. So it's kind of like a small photograph inside of a bigger print. So I just printed those out today at work. So I have a couple of prints for family photos. And
nice. I should have sent it to you.
Yeah, I know. I don't have photo paper at work, but one of my coworkers had like some photo paper. I just sent an email out. I was like, hey, does anybody have a single sheet of photo paper? I just need one, because I needed to print out like, you know, a 2x2 square photo of our family, and then 2 1¾ square photos. So just small, like, you know, just little ones. We're giving them to our aunts and uncles, Nicole's aunt and uncle. All right. So her dad's brother and sister, and then her mom's brother and sister-in-law.
Nice.
So the three, great Corinne's great aunts and uncles, they're all getting those. So yeah.
Cool. Yeah, so yeah. Christmas presents,
yeah,
I just got one from the Ravens, which I thought I was in trouble. It was kind of, I thought I was in trouble, and I wasn't. During the game on Sunday night,
right,
during overhead, they're like overhead
sets.
It felt like that. He said two other names in me. And they're like, after the game's ever, come on in. And everyone's like, ooh, like, you know.
Yeah, perfect. Right, exactly.
Then I started thinking, like, what did I do? Like, did I do? Maybe I did something. Shoot. But then they do it usually every year where they, I think, each department gives out some stuff, like a few things, cool. And they just draw a name. So actually, it was kind of cool. It's mini helmet signed by Isaiah Likely, which is nice.
Oh, heck yeah. Sweet.
Get our second, funny. Yeah, someone Dave. So who's that? That was our second best tight end.
Yeah, right.
In 2024 and 25.
Yeah, right.
But it's cool. It's a nice little thing.
That's great. You know? Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. Nice. That's cool.
Yeah, and last year I think I won $50 out of a Visa card. So I was like, I keep winning.
There you go.
The helmet's a little cooler. I can put it up on my shelf or something, you know.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, $50. It's like, okay, yeah, it's cool, but you know.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just
doesn't have any meaning to it. Like, yeah, I'll buy you know, a tank of gas.
Right,
maybe.
So,
yeah,
that was my first Christmas present. I finished up shopping today. Got the kids a couple extra things.
Okay.
I wasn't gonna get them, and I got something for some of the other kids and.
Yeah, yeah.
A few things I had to wrap up, and I thought I didn't have enough stuff for Caitlin, but I do. Two more things came in for stockings.
Yeah, today. Yeah. That's I feel like Christmas really like crept up on me really quickly this year.
Yeah,
like it doesn't feel like tomorrow's Christmas Eve. You know, I was like, I don't know. I had some ideas for gifts, and then, you know, I didn't buy them right away, whatever that was, you know, months ago. And so then, like, I'm like, oh, shoot. And then I got one thing for Nicole, but then I found out that it's like that my mother and father-in-law were also getting that same thing. So I'm like, shoot, well, okay. Well, I guess, you know, when you have like a wish list thing. So I'd already gotten something else for her. So I have some other stuff for her too, but so I think she knows now that I'm, you know, that I also got the thing for her. And like for Corinne, Nicole and I were like, I don't know. Corinne's like kind of hard to shop for at this point, you know, cause she's not like a girly girl, you know, and she has some things that she's interested in. And so we have a couple things for her and, well, you know, and then, you know, like I'm doing like, so that's always my dilemma too, is because, you know, I'm a maker, I'm an artist. So like my whole life I've been making things for people for Christmas. And, you know, so I'll go through years where I'll do like artwork for everybody, you know, and then like, you know, it's kind of fun to do that. I like doing that, 'cause it's, it has some meaning to it, some time and effort and put into it and stuff. Yeah. But you know, it's like, I don't have time to do it every year. So yeah, then if I like buy something for someone, you know, they're like, oh, okay. You bought me this candle. Thanks. Like, well, don't, no don't buy me this year. I mean, like,
you can buy me something, but don't buy me a candle. That'd be dumb.
That'd be dumb.
No, I get it. But you've also had great gifts, so you know, you can be let off the hook a few years here and there.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I don't mind, you know. I guess it's the mentality of like, I want to do something that has some meaning for people. So obviously, sure, if I see something that I know someone will like that I can buy, and it's easier to buy it than to make it, like, I feel fine about that because I know it's something they'll like, you know, and I know it's something that like I like, you know. So but then, you know, I always have ideas to make stuff too, but then I'm always like crunch time. And like right now I have to make 4 more gifts today, tonight and tomorrow for you guys, the brothers and my dad. And then I have 2 more things to make tomorrow for nieces and nephews. And then I think I'm done. But then I also made like a hatchet and 2 axes for my father-in-law and leather sheaths. I made all those. So they're done. I sharpened them all yesterday, so they're all done.
Yeah.
I was going to make something for my mother-in-law, but then I didn't really have time for that. But we already have some other stuff for her, so I'm okay with that, you know. And it was like something that she like had suggested, like, hey, this would be kind of a fun Christmas gift if you want to make it for us, you know, like. So I'll still make that. It's a paper towel holder. And so like they have a metal one in their house, and she was like, this would be kind of nice if it would, or something like this, you know. And I was like, oh, I could do that, you know. And then like for mom wanted, or she didn't, it was not necessarily a Christmas gift, but she has like these 2, like a salt and pepper grinder, like an electric salt and pepper grinders that she really likes, and she wanted like a holder for it, like a wooden carrier, so yeah, she can have both of them together. So I was like gonna do that for her for Christmas, but I already have a drawing for her that I framed, so I have that done. Yeah, so
we did the picture.
That's what she really wants. But it's not, yeah, I mean, I'm not stressing. Like, I love making stuff for people, you know, because I think it's fun. But I think, you know, I don't know if it's like, it's more stressful, you know, and maybe that's just on myself, you know, because I'm always like, oh, I want to make some cool stuff. But then it's like always down to the minute, you know, because of course I'm doing other stuff. So,
right.
And I've like, you know, I like making things, but then I also have like, there's a level of craftsmanship too that I expect from myself. So it's not like it can just be, you know, like shoddy work either. So I'm like, you know, I'm working on something for you and for our brothers and for dad. And I've kind of, without saying exactly what it is, I purchased a few things that weren't exactly what I wanted. So I had to like return and purchase. So I got some things that I'm customizing, but they weren't what I wanted. They weren't to the same specifications of something else I had. So it's like, but it's okay. So then, you know, those are the things that I'll work on. I'm working on tonight and tomorrow, but, getting those done. But it's cool stuff. Like they'll be cool. They're just so that's the thing. Like I love making gifts for people. You know, I love making things, you know. And so like if I can make something for somebody, and
this isn't just a game, it's a once in a generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Like, give it to them, because then it's like, it has some more meaning to it, and you can like give it to him and then tell him about it. And, you know, and then, you know, I know that the people that receive my stuff are going to appreciate it and going to like use it and are going to be like, oh, this is really cool. And they'll get the like coolness factor, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, that's the thing too. I mean, I always give gifts to people who, I usually make gifts for people who I know they know me as an artist and a craftsman, and they would appreciate it, you know. So it's like, I'm not going to make something for someone who wouldn't really appreciate it, because like, it's almost like pointless, you know. Sure. So yeah. And not, you know, not everybody is in that same situation, but it is, it's cool this time of year. Like, there's a lot of people making and getting things and sending things to people. And so there's a lot of that being posted on social media, which is kind of fun too.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like, people are like, oh, check out this cool thing I got, you know, or like I'm working on this for somebody. It's a Christmas present, you know? And that's the other thing too. I have like this like time frame leading up to Christmas, like the week and a half before, I have to be selective of what I post on social media. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm like taking videos and I'm doing stuff, but I can't post yet until after Christmas. So like, people don't see what it is. And like, but I'm like excited, you know? So like, I'm used to like doing something and being really excited about it, and like literally like filming something and stopping before I finish whatever I'm doing so I can post on social media, because I'm like excited about it. I'm like, check out this cool thing, you know. That's like the dilemma, you know. It's like the birthday present thing, or even like Maker Camp. Like, people will post videos and pictures of the things they're making for the Maker Swap, but they don't necessarily want to post the very final thing, you know, until it's done. So
right, yeah, it's
but yeah,
tricky stuff.
But I like making stuff for people. You ever make anything for people?
No,
you've made stuff.
Not since.
I guess photographs. Like, you gave us a really like a cool photograph.
I gave you guys some photos from. Yeah. But that was from that. Yeah, the old camera. But yeah, that was from that really cool. That was from that film that was expired, and it looked great.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, you know,
that whole roll, that very one that you came up to New Hampshire.
Yeah, I think it was you guys in the kitchen or something.
Mm-hmm.
with
Corinne. Yeah, I know that picture. Yeah, of like Nicole and I in the kitchen. You're like looking through from our living room into the kitchen.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's a great photograph.
Yeah,
and yeah, like I said, we still have that. Obviously, you know, frame. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so. Yeah, gifts and stuff. We got a bunch of stuff. When the kids are little, it's the opposite. It is, they like everything.
So right, exactly.
It's just whatever. I mean, it is fun though for me. And now, now Maeve's getting good at Lego. So I bought her a couple Lego things.
Yeah.
Cause we've been doing, Caitlin and I first started dating, I think I got a Lego advent calendar. Or maybe I got one for her and me. I forget what it was. It might have been, I had like a Star Wars one and she had like a Harry Potter one.
Oh, nice.
And you put something together every night.
Yeah.
So now it's evolved to everyone has one. Except for Grant. He's too little. He has an advent calendar, but he gets like a truck every night. Like a pullback. Yeah. A pullback, like one of those little cheapo ones.
Yeah.
But so
so you have three Lego advent calendars.
We all have advent calendars every night. We're putting them together, and so that's actually been fun to do that with the, you know, this is the first year where we could all kind of do it, because the last couple of years, actually, one year we didn't do it, and then the other year we had bought some to do and we just never did it.
Oh man.
So this year we like two of them didn't need to be bought. We just found them in the attic. We're like, oh here's sweet. We had done like 2 days and gave up on it, you know?
Yeah, right.
But this year we're awesome. Like, oh, Maeve's got one. I think we got some in the up in the attic. So we found them, and she has one from Frozen. So she's all Frozen characters and
nice.
You know, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
So that's been fun. And
yeah.
So, but got her a bunch of toys and a bunch of things and some stuff she asked for. And
kids, like, Christmas for kids is so much fun.
Yeah.
Toys are so cheap, really. Yeah, you know, like in the grand scheme of things, like, you know, unless you're getting like, obviously the more electronic things they get a little more expensive.
Right, but there's still, usually like one bigger one, but then you can all type a little $10 Lego set. And today I bought some two dragons from How to Train Your Dragon, and they're riders. Yeah, like, nice. I just bought them, one for each kid. I bought a big Buzz Lightyear and a big Woody. Oh, you know,
nice. yeah.
So like, have those for each kid, like all that type of stuff, just really fun. And Sesame Street and Disney and all the stuff.
Yeah.
So it's fun. And then, usually for Caitlin, it's like some type of some cooking or whatever, you know. You're not supposed to buy this stuff, but for, you know, if it's your thing, and it's usually stuff she wouldn't normally buy, like, I do want this attachment or this, like, what is it? A cheese grater attachment, but it's for the mixer.
The KitchenAid.
For the KitchenAid.
Yeah.
Because it has that front thing where you can attach a bunch of stuff.
Yep.
Uh-huh. So at first she was like, I just want like a crank cheese grater.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, well, for not that much more, we can have it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you already have the KitchenAid. So you like just it, like stick it
and
on.
That,
yeah.
And that's mostly metal instead of the grinders that I see on Amazon are all like plasticky, you know.
Yeah.
So get her that and some other stuff and some... It's all kind of adulty stuff, which I didn't ask for, but she wanted, like, nice bib overalls, you know, so she could do, like, chicken stuff. And, you know,
nice.
So I got those, all that type of stuff. And,
So it's funny because we're, like, we, you and I, come from, like, a family where we always got a bunch of gifts. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you get, like, 10 gifts, mm-hmm. you know, or something, like, from our parents when we were kids, maybe more, you know. Nicole is, like, from, like, her family, they do, like, 2 or 3 gifts.
Mm.
You know, so it's always, like, less. So I've, like, the whole time I've been with Nicole, I'm, like, battling the, like, in my mind, I want to get a bunch of things. You know, like, you get a bunch of gifts, you know, and she's always, like, she's like, oh, well, we got, like, you know, we got that thing already. You know, we already got Corinne's gift. I'm, like... Corinne's gift. You're talking about gift. Like, obviously, as she gets older, you know, like, yeah, of course, it's like less things and more. But I'm like, yeah, but, you know, I want to get like a few extra little gifts. It's just, it's like the fun of opening something, you know? Like, it's not really about exactly. It's just the fact that it's like, it's a fun, like, the surprise of like opening. And you got like a bunch of gifts in front of you, like 5 or 6 or 7 gifts, you know?
It,
like,
it was always a lot. Mom always liked the big pile.
Right, exactly.
And it was never, like you say, it wasn't the money thing because we never had that much money. So it was, there was always like a max of like each of, you know, later on when there was like, we were asking for stuff, they kind of went like, well, if it's over $100, you ain't getting it unless it's a bike and that's it, you know? Right,
yeah.
But that was always like the max was $100.
Yeah.
So, but when we were smaller, you'd get a couple things that you asked for and then a bunch of other things. It would all add up to it, but it was never... that much money, and that was why, you know, we weren't getting N64s or anything.
Right, exactly.
Or if we ever we did, we got the PlayStation that one time, and that was a gift for everybody.
Right, exactly.
And dad probably got a deal on it because it wasn't in a box. It was just PlayStation with games, you know?
Right, yeah, exactly. It was like a cardboard box with a PlayStation in it and a bunch of games in it.
It didn't ever do. We had, you couldn't tell me nothing, dude. We had Metal Gear Solid. It was
great. Oh my gosh, it was so great.
I didn't give a shit what it was
exactly. Right, yeah, it lasted. It played games.
Dude, we put that Metal Gear Solid and it turned on. Bling.
That game was so cool.
Music kicked in, dude. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So that's like the thing. It's usually, although this year, unfortunately, like, you know, Nicole and I were like, well, you know, we'll get a gift or two for each other, but like we just had to buy a furnace and also a hot water heater. So
yeah, that's how we were.
And we bought a house, and I got a new truck. So that's our Christmas gifts to each other.
that's how we were last year. Actually, the same thing. We had put out a bunch of money for stuff. We're just like, well. For each other, it was like, even though we did end up buying stuff, but I mean, I made that that pan for her.
Oh, right, yeah,
that was like the big thing.
You're right.
But that was, we were given to you. Thank you, Brian. Thanks, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that was awesome. Up. Brian House. Yeah.
If you guys want to spend a little money after the holidays,
heck yeah,
go check his stuff out. He's got a great a lot of kits.
Housemade.us, man.
Yeah, check him out. Check their podcast out.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. If people are interested in buying gifts for people, you know, obviously it's a little late now, but support your maker friends.
Well, now it's if you got some money in your pocket. You get a gift card. You get a Visa gift card.
Yeah.
You know, someone gives you a little bit of cash.
And also, I'll tell you this. So, everyone listening, what is it, like January and February are like the worst time of the year for YouTube videos, right? That's when... We as YouTube content creators get the least amount of views. So in the next few months, spend a little time, watch some of those videos from your favorite creators, because it's a lean time.
Sure. Yeah.
in the content creator.
Or even if the views come in, the ad revenue doesn't, because everyone, you know, all the ad revenue comes in for Christmas.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
And yeah. Here's I'm changing the subject real quick. Mm-hmm. I think we might have talked about it last year. This is the least hot take in the world, and the most obvious counter take is whether to say Happy Holidays or Merry Christmas, right?
Oh, okay.
For the longest time, Happy Holidays was an inclusive thing without being nasty about being inclusive. But it also meant it wasn't as aimed at we have to include every person in everything. It was aimed at there's a lot of holidays. It was like happy, to me, it was like happy everything.
Right.
There's New Year's, there's Christmas, and you can kind of say it after Thanksgiving. And that also included whatever else, Hanukkah or whatever you want to go into. Exactly. So it was just like, this is the time of holidays, which we all know. This is from November to December.
Right.
It's the holidays. Right. So Happy Holidays wasn't a divisive thing, and maybe it only became divisive because, you know, whoever wanted to try to make it divisive and get nasty about it.
Yeah.
You know, but I will say, when I talk to my Jewish friends, they go, they've said Merry Christmas to me many times, and they've also gone, Hanukkah is not a main holiday. It is like the seventh holiday. And then I was talking to my buddy Ben, he's like, and he rattled off a few that I haven't even heard of. He's like, no one, and he was joking, but he was like, I'm really upset no one talked to me about this in October. He's like, not one person said it. He's like, that's way more important than Hanukkah. He's like, you know,
Happy Ramadan.
Right? It's one of the, as they say, it's not one of the high holidays for them.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, it just became a thing because it's near Christmas, and it became like a slight competition there. But he, in that, and that's anecdotal, and that's just a few people I know.
Yeah.
But they don't care if you say Merry Christmas.
Right, exactly.
You know, and also, I don't care if you say Happy Holidays. That's why it shouldn't, I don't know if it ever was a big issue, whether it got built up by whatever bullshit that normally builds this stuff up that divides people, you know? But do not feel bad about saying Merry Christmas. And also, on the other side, don't feel bad. And it's a shame that we have to almost feel bad about saying Happy Holidays now. We're not bad. It feels a little awkward because you're like, oh, shit, am I doing this thing? You know,
I haven't heard any of the divisive stuff about Happy Holidays, so I'm not sure.
I mean, if someone says that, then the Merry Christmas people say, why aren't you saying Merry Christmas? It's like if you say Happy Holidays to someone, it's almost as if you're backing down from the main holiday, which is Christmas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
that's a feeling. I don't feel that way, but that's the far side of the other side.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Is going, hey, they're taking Christmas out of this holiday.
Yeah.
Like, well,
that's the thing. Like, this time of year, there are multiple different cultures that celebrate different holidays in this time of year. So, like, you could say Merry Christmas, but, like, if somebody doesn't celebrate Christmas, then I don't think they're going to take offense to it. Like, I'll say, hey, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. I say both, you know, because it's like this time of year.
But also,
but if I'm saying, like, if I know someone celebrates Christmas, I'll say Merry Christmas. If I'm not sure, I'm going to say, hey, Happy Holidays. Because, you know, I don't know. It's just the holiday season, you know.
You know, I agree with you. And I hate that there has to be any hesitation in whatever you say.
Right.
Yeah, if someone said Happy Hanukkah to me, I'm just thinking that what I would say is, okay, they're Jewish and they're enjoying their time right now.
Right.
And they're including me a little bit, and they don't have to, which is nice.
Right.
It's like if someone's, you know, if you're in your Viking thing and someone says happy, end of harvest or whatever.
Yeah, right.
You're like, happy Yule. Shit, that was cool. Like,
Happy, right.
You know, you're like, oh, that was cool. They included me a little bit. They're not doing this thing where it's like, you're not invited to our whatever party.
Yeah, right.
But also, I don't think by saying Merry Christmas, no one will get offended. And honestly, if you're doing it in this country, which, I mean, this is Christmas time holiday. Everything else below that is way I mean, and after Hanukkah, everything gets a lot smaller. Like,
right, right.
Everything else is a less than 1% of the population celebrate whatever comes after that.
Yeah, right, exactly. And that's just contextual. That's the same thing. Like, I think that's, yeah, I mean, we as people understand context, right? If I go to Canada at around November 24th, I'm not going to say Happy Thanksgiving, you know, because they don't celebrate Thanksgiving on right. that time because it's not their holiday, you know? But you, and obviously Christmas is not our holiday. It's yeah. So, like, it's contextual. Yeah, if I'm in just, like, a general group of people in America, I'll say, hey guys, Merry Christmas, yeah, you know, like happy, like, you know, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays. I said all three to like multiple people this, you know, yeah. And, but I see what you're saying. I hear what you're saying and I feel it as well. Like I will make the effort to say the other things because that's like, it's common courtesy, you know, not because I feel weird about it, but it's like, and that's what people should be able to do. You should be able to like contextually, you know, say a greeting to people like, you know, like you say good morning in the morning and not good night in the fucking morning, you know, like, because it's contextual, you know, like, you know, so like around New Year, you say Happy New Year. Obviously, everyone celebrates New Year, but, you know, I guess maybe not Chinese New Year. They're like, fuck you. It's not my New Year.
Here we go.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
it's morning, asshole.
I know, right? Exactly. Oh yeah, let me. Sorry, the context was, you know, it's like. But if I'm like, you know, if I'm around a bunch of like black people, I'm not going to say like Happy Kwanzaa. You know, like.
Well, that's another thing, like, right? They yeah. that is that's some of the silliness that comes in, like
right.
Kwanzaa. Christmas is a black holiday. It's Kwanzaa isn't. I mean, it is in, you know, less than 1%.
Right.
But yeah. Christmas is an American holiday. It's a it's a English speaking holiday, right, exactly, traditionally, because yeah. we all know, you know, it's a Christian country holiday.
Right. Right.
Obviously. Yeah. So it's right. It would be insulting to assume someone is Jewish or just because someone's black that they
right
they,
exactly
that they have to.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to assume you celebrate right, exactly. Some type of African thing. I mean, I don't care if you did, but I wouldn't assume that you do. Because right, everyone exactly. I've, almost everyone I've met has celebrates at this time Christmas and right. or Hanukkah.
Yeah.
And most people right. that celebrate Hanukkah also a little celebrate bit Christmas. Celebrate some Christmas yeah. just because
yeah.
the Christianity part isn't necessarily in most of the people's celebrations anyway. It's
yeah,
just about just, getting like, together with family yeah. and doing the Santa stuff and the tree, like... If you really don't want it to be like Jesus in it, you don't have yeah. to. You can do the rest of the goofy stuff.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's also, yeah, right. Yeah, it is Christmas at this point. It's just, it's Christmas, right? Of course, like the meaning behind Christmas is the, you know, Christ's death, and that's what we equate with it. But there are a lot of people who just, Christmas is Christmas. It's like mm-hmm. Santa and his presents and the tree and the lights and the, you know, it's like... And the magic of what that is, you know, and it's a time of year where it's like you're celebrating, you know, let's do lots of lights because it's cold out and let's like give people things because it's a time of, you know, of like lean time, you know, so give right. gifts and be happy and be grateful. And, you know,
which another thing, another thought about giving, I think. It's, you know, there's all this pushback against materialism, and that I get. But also, I think it is a good thing to give a bunch of gifts to people.
Yeah.
Because, for one, we need more chances to get together, and we need things mm-hmm. to, like, events.
Right.
So, to just have everyone give it, because we're all spending money, and, you know, it's kind of, it evens out. Unless you're a kid and a parent, then it doesn't even out. The parent is always spending more. But it kind of... You're spending a bunch of money, and the other people are spending a bunch of money, but everyone's right. getting stuff that kind of gives you a spark. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the materialism side is... You can be as negative about that as you want to, but like the memories from getting something new yep. can be huge. Like, even if absolutely. It's a stupid video game, we joked about yeah. it, but we remembered that and we had such a good time with our cousins
yeah.
and
yep.
or, you know, you get into a new hobby and you've been waiting. I can't spend that much for, you know, a lathe or something. But I asked my wife to, this is the lathe I want. Can we spend a couple $100 on it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the next day you're starting a new hobby or the next day you have a new passion or a new book that inspires you. So I think it's a great thing to everyone to allow each other to We're going to spend some money. We're going to celebrate. Let's all do this thing.
Right, exactly. Because so much of our life is like just about the budget and are you making enough to pay your bills? Mm-hmm. And each month, how much money do you have left over? And can you do this? Can we buy this?
Should we spend this? Should we do that?
Right. Okay. Now that we need to save up for a roof, we need to save up for this. And like, but what if this happens? And
right. It's
like,
there's always a reason not to. We don't need to buy that. How much is it? $120? Come on. Don't do that. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, there's so like a million reasons not to. At some point, you gotta
just like, just spend a little bit of money and just give people some stuff just to be happy. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I agree. You know, and that's, I think, and you've said this before, which is really sweet, about like when you started dating Caitlin, it was like when you had the idea to do something for her, you would do it because in the past you had the idea and you didn't do it. And it like, it never helped at all, you know, to like not do the nice things, you know, or buy the little thing. Like, and it just, cause it makes people feel good. You know, it's like, it's a time of year where people feel good. Thinking about like weird car stuff. I think I was in high school and I forget what car I was driving, but some little car. And I stopped at a light and I, you know, like stopped and then was moving forward and I hit the gas to the brake and I like slightly rear ended the person in front of me.
Yeah.
You know, and it like, and we like stopped and they got out and I got out and we kind of looked and there was like just little scratches, but nothing much. And the guy was like, yeah, you know, it's like no big deal. It's just a scratch. Like it's Christmas, you know, it's the holiday season. Like I'm not too worried about it. And I'm like, all right, thanks. You know, it was like and nothing, you know, just people feel good, you know, because it's like that time of year where you just want something to feel good about, you know, it's like,
right. And
it's
and there,
cold out. And, you know, it's
like, and there's a little bit of the. You get like the funny kind of side of people going like, I'm running around doing a million things, chicken, you know, like there's the stress that comes about. But I think some of that can be negated. And Nicole's family probably feels less of that because there's less push for a million gifts. And I got to get the exact right thing. But I think there definitely is a balance. I think if you're doing if you're being nuts and you're spending $2,000 on each kid, that's on you. You're going insane. You cannot, you know, there has to be a limit.
Yeah.
That you can obviously afford.
Right. Yeah.
Whether it be whatever, a couple $100 or they want one expensive thing. But people who are like, I need to get a million things and clothes and they want all this. And it's like, well, now that's on you. If you're if you're stressed about that, that just sounds like you're going way overboard.
Right. Yeah. And, like right now,
your kids sound spoiled. Like,
I'm like a little, I'm like stressed, but not really. But like, I know I have a time frame. It's like, I have to get these things done and these things made, you know, it's like, I have a deadline and they have to be done because I want to give them as gifts. But it's like, but I also like, I know the time frame I have, you know, and some of that, some of that's a fun stress, you know, it's like, okay, I gotta do this. Like today we left work. I drove to Home Depot. I drove to Wegmans. I went to Ollie's. I went to Goodwill. I drove home 5 minutes, went from there, went to IKEA, went, picked up Corinne and came home and did their podcast because the time of year where it's like, I got to stop and do stuff because I'm still picking things up and buying things. You know? It's like, and then when I'm done this, I got to go out to the shop and like do a thing. And then like, you know, it's a, but you know, but that's because it's like, okay, we're coming down to the deadline, but I know all the stuff I'm doing, there's a reward at the end. I'm going to give it away.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see that person's excitement and I'm going to like talk to them about the excitement. Like, yeah, look at this cool thing, you know, like I've been busting my butt for the last, like, you know, whatever, getting it just right. You know, like how cool is it? And I know they're going to appreciate it, you know, and that's like, it's the fun part.
Yeah, but, for sure.
And I, you know, I love that part about the making because I do like, I do love making stuff for people and I do love people getting it. Like, and that's what, you know, people always all the time will like ask me like, oh, you know, do you, you know, like make knives to sell? And I'm like, not really, you know, like I occasionally I'll sell a knife if someone really wants it. Or if it's like, you know, if like, if I know someone wants a knife, you know, or like I'll find an occasion to give them one, you know, or I'll find something. Like I've had people who are like, hey, I want you, can you do this thing for me? And I'm like, sure. Like, can we trade something? Like, I'd rather get something back, you know, like my buddy Sean, who I, not the Sean, not Crafting Life, I want Sean, but a Sean that I, another guy I sail with, He had a hammer that his boss gave him when he first got into contract work, and the hammer had come loose the handle, and he asked me to make a new handle for him. And he was like, what do you want for it? Like, what do you want? And I was like, well, maybe we can do something. Let's trade something. Like, what can we trade? Like, what can you do? He did a lot of ceramics work when he was in high school and then into college and all. And so he has like a mug that he made in college and had a couple left over, and one had a broken handle, and he had ground off the handle, and so he actually put like a little like cactus in it for me, so I had like a mug that he had thrown, and then it was he potted and like a little cactus, and that was like a perfect trade for like me making him an axe handle and hanging a hammer handle and hanging a hammer for him, because right. Like I'd rather have that, I'd rather have that exchange of something, because I love that, it's like that time and effort, it's like I do all the stuff because I love doing it. And that's why, and I think originally that's why you were like, hey, you're going to keep making stuff. So let's like, let's make a channel of like you making stuff, because you're going to do it anyway. So, it's right. I love being out of the shop. I love working and hanging out and doing stuff and, whether it's cold or not, which it is right now in the shop. So right. A little heater in there. It's like keeping it at like 40, 45. I'm like, yeah, I was like last night I was in the shop and in there for a couple hours and came back in. I was in the house and for like another hour. So I went to bed and I just like crawled in next to Cole and she was reading in bed. And I just like snuggled up next to her all close. And I was like cold just from being out of the shop for so long. I was like, that's so cold. it's like my core was okay, but my skin was cold. I just needed to like curl in.
Ah. Right. Warm up a little bit.
Yeah, right. But
yeah, should be good.
Yep. So yeah, so we will have a Four Brothers podcast next week. I'm excited, man. It's been a while. It's been a while since we've done one. I'm not sure when the last one was, but
it might be a year.
Might have been a year. It's been a while. Yeah, so we'll do a New Year's Eve celebration. I have a couple fun things to do. I might preemptively send you guys out some suggestions of things to think about. Maybe not. Maybe I'll just do it at the moment.
Where are we gonna Where are we gonna record it?
I think we'll do it in the shop.
In the icy cold shop.
Oh yeah.
Do I need to bring a heater?
If you have one, yeah, you can bring a heater. If you have a little space heater, we can plug in a couple of them out there.
You don't have like a radiator heater?
No, I have a heater. I have a little one. It's in the shop, but it's just a small one. It's just like just enough to keep it, not below freezing.
Yeah.
That was one of the things that Nicole's uncle was going to get for me. She suggested, she was like, oh, maybe a heater for a shop, because I want to get a mini split out there so I can keep it warm and cool in the summer and whatnot, but hasn't happened yet. But, our hot water heater died. So we're like, hey, did you buy that heater yet? Do you want to, instead of giving us some money for the heater for the shop, how about money for a heater for our water? So we use that instead. Nice. So he just gave us some money toward the hot water heater, which is good. But yeah, if you have a little heater, it'd be fine. It's like I'll be out there and I'm working. I don't even think about it, because I'm like moving around and stuff. Right. It was like when I'm in there and I'm kind of just sitting and chilling, that's when, it's just like there's no wind. So it's not that big of a deal. It's like it's cold, but it's not, whatever. You're just doing stuff. But like when I was out there working on axes and stuff, I was actually getting warm. So I was like taking off layers because I'm like working. So, but
I'm chilling, all right.
Yeah, but no, it'll be fun. We'll be out in the shop, set up around the table, new space. That'd be cool.
Sounds good.
But yeah. All right. What do you got? You got a recommendation this week, Dev?
I'm actually looking up right now, so do yours first.
All right. So I have two recommendations. And my first one is a good friend of mine who I was actually roommates with in college for my freshman and sophomore year. His name is Reed Jenkins, and Reed's a great artist, and he lives in Florida now. I think that his like daytime job, I know that he's a tattoo artist, and he does painting and murals and stuff. So he's an artist, whether it's tattooing or, but His Instagram is at Night Takes King. NIGHTTAKESKING. Night Takes King, Reed Jenkins. He just was part of a like a mural event in Florida and did this gorgeous mural. It's probably, you know, so let's say 75 feet long, 20 feet tall, 30 feet tall, something like that. And it's all these like flowers, like really big and like super bold. And he did like, he took a lot of like process pictures, so you can check them out. They're really cool. But he like started out with a bunch of like spray paint, you know, so he did like kind of murals because he does like some graffiti stuff. So he started out with spray paint, but then he went back in with brushes and did like brushy stuff. Nice. It's beautiful, like beautiful mural. So check him out. Reed Jenkins on Instagram, Night Takes King. And then another guy, this was actually, I was searching for Reed's Instagram so I could recommend him. And when I went pop back on Instagram, this person popped up and his name is Taylor Mazer, M-A-Z-E-R. And his Instagram is T-L Mazer, M-A-Z-E-R. He's an artist and I was mentioning to you, he has like most of his reels had in like between 1,000 and say 10,000 views, you know, kind of an average reel. And then he's got these two reels that he just posted recently. They both have like 1.5 million views, you know what I mean? You know, so they're like nice. Something hit and the algorithm picked them up, but it's this beautiful like artwork with kind of these nearly photorealistic drawings of interiors of spaces with light coming in windows and stuff. And the reels are him like pulling off masking tape where he has masked off different areas to be bright white. Like the light is hitting the space in the room. So as he's pulling them off, you see it's this beautiful, like, either pen and ink or pencil drawing of the interior of these spaces with, like, lights coming in windows, and then there's really bright light hitting different spots in the room, and he's doing that by masking, using tape to like, mask off an area so it stays really bright white. Yeah. And then the reels are just him peeling off the tape, so you see this, like, the life of the room come to life because that's the light shining in a window hitting somewhere. It's super cool, so...
Nice.
Two really good. Reed Jenkins and Taylor Mazer on Instagram. All right. What do you got there?
I couldn't find the one I wanted, but two things. P.L. Smith, Priscilla and Luke. Luke was just in the hospital for some stuff, and he posted about it. Did you see that?
Yeah. Yeah, he had a hole in his lung.
Brutal.
Collapsed lung.
Yes. Collapsed lung and all that. So. Mm-hmm. Sending them some love. Go check them out.
Thank you.
They make good stuff. And it's, you know, being in at this time of year with two kids and they both being there, that's brutal.
Yeah.
And I think he was in there, he just got out. So he's in there for like a week or something. And that is, that's horrible when you're in the hospital that long. It's really a terrible thing. So I'm glad he's out and I'm glad. Sounds like they did good, so...
Yeah, he seemed like he was in really good spirits the whole time.
Trying to send him some love, and...
Priscilla was there with him and stuff, so... Yeah.
So, yeah, they're definitely friends, and they've been on the pod, and we've talked to him plenty, and...
Yeah.
So, go give him some love.
Yeah.
And then, something I've been watching, again, is the Beatles documentary, Get Back, by Peter Jackson. I just restarted watching it with Maeve and stuff and trying to it's so good. It's really, really good. Have you watched it, right?
Yeah, it's like the 3-part one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so Man, good. It's so and it's builds so like it's the first one and two, I mean I'm such a Beatles fan, but it is slow because it's just them goofing around and working stuff out and talking and a lot of conversations and but I mean the stuff that goes on, they go from having this idea to do this album in this like a studio to where George is quitting the band and then there no one's coming in and they can't find John or you know and then it's just Ringo and then it's Paul and they're working on stuff but you see like all these songs that they're working on that are coming up. It's amazing how they're you know it's so interesting how they end up doing it and by the end you see when it all ties together and they're like doing the rooftop concert and you're like, oh, these are the songs. Cool. And you start to see it like, oh, there's that part. Oh, they just figured that part out. Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. And then, oh, there's the keyboard. So, oh, that's what, you know, that's on Get Back. That's what we're missing for this. And that song. And
Yeah.
It's such an amazing chunk of, it's just amazing documentary. Like, it's so, and if you can hang with it, you know, if you're not a Beals fan at all, maybe it won't be. Yeah, I think it'd still be interesting as just a human, like, piece trying to figure out these guys who are...
But, like, knowing some of the... Knowing the songs that are so ingrained into our culture.
Right, right. I mean, and then, all... The, and every
seeing
song...
seeing them, like, come up with them. Like, the whole idea of Get Back being, like, the... You know, what the, like, kind of racial thing in England where they were, like, telling people to go back to their countries, you know, like...
Right, and they're,
you know,
they're
and
making...
How, and then how they changed it from being, like, a negative to a positive, you know, it's
right,
like...
Right, right, and...
That's crazy.
And the goofiness of these guys.
Yeah.
Like how loose and goofy and messing around and Paul's singing Let It Be and John's like mocking him on the side, like being goofy and like, you know, like being real weird. Right. And they got girlfriends around and, you know, Yoko's there and Linda's there and kids are running around. It's such this transition of these guys into their 30s, like from their 20s. Yeah. Into now they're like grown men all like starting to come apart, fall apart, you know, and you're kind of watching it, but they're also still really good buddies, you know, and then by the end they've made this amazing album of songs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. So that's on Disney Plus.
Yeah, what's the new one that just came out? Another one? Isn't there another?
Like, I think there was something, but it wasn't. You know, it wasn't anything. And they just redid, or they just put out on Disney, the anthology. Which, if you haven't seen, go watch that. I don't know. Have you ever watched that Through Dust?
I don't think so, no.
I had it on DVD. I got it on DVD a long time ago.
Right.
And it is. I mean, I think it was done in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And that does the whole history of the Beatles. And that has interviews with all of them. And George Harrison was still alive.
Right.
So that is the Bible documentary of the Beatles.
Right, yeah.
That does the whole thing. So that's a really great watch too, and that's now on Disney Plus, which is cool. Get Back as its own standalone thing is awesome.
Isn't that's the one you were talking about with like the producer talking about something you were recommending it recently or giving a quote or something about it recently? I think so. I think it was the Beatles producer. I don't know, I was trying to remember that. That's why I was like, I feel like there was something you mentioned recently that had that. Maybe you're just rewatching that.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't know. But no, it's awesome. Yeah, they did a good job. And he recolorized a bunch of stuff.
Oh, that's, like, right. He like, you know? Cleaned everything up.
Yeah, cleaned it all up so you could hear the audio much better. And, right. Yeah, right.
It just looks really good. Like, he really used all the techniques to try to... Which, I mean, they shot it on good film, but there's a lot of stuff in backgrounds and stuff and things they're trying to capture and audio they couldn't get before of the guys talking because they couldn't digitally analyze it and, you know, separate stuff as well as they can now. So all these little weird conversations they were having before, now you can hear, and it's really, really great.
Yeah, that's cool. Nice. Well, there you go. Some stuff. So in the Christmas season, in the holiday season, go give some love to P.L. Smith. So send them some love for being back at home and, you know, in time for Christmas with the family. Check out some Beatles. Go check out some good art from Reed Jenkins and Taylor Mazur on Instagram. And hopefully everybody out there who's making stuff is finishing up in time to give those things away to their family and friends. And if you're not making it in time, then give it anyway, because it doesn't really matter if it's in time. Christmas is just a day of the year. You know, it's like any time is a good time to give something away. So make stuff. I actually just, my buddy Sean and our friend Charles, they both had birthdays on the 17th. So I gave my Sean an axe. So Sean and I are both axe collectors, and he's been wanting a good Connecticut pattern axe for a while, so I gave him one that I found a long time ago and sharpened up, put it on a handle and put a nice mask on it, and gave him that one. It's a True Temper Kelly axe, but the model is a Red Warrior, and he has a double bit Red Warrior. So, so I gave him the Connie. So now he's got the pair, the double bit and the Connie. So, it's always fun to make, you know, give people stuff. It's just cool. So I felt really cool. So I walked into his house and he had a couple friends over for his birthday. Kate, his wife, had like texted some of our, you know, our friends and some of their group friends and stuff. I was like, hey, come on over. Let's just do a bunch of apps and stuff. And it was kind of a surprise for Sean. So I got there a little bit late and I came walking and I had an axe in one hand and I had a 6-pack of beer in the other hand. And I was like, man, here you go. Axes and beers, baby. You can't ask for better. I got him Manor Hill Brewing, which is a Baltimore, oh, nice. Like a local, it was, they have a porter and his last name is Porter. So, and he likes dark beer. So I was like, Manor Hill Porter and axe. I was like, there you go. Walking in looking cool. Happy birthday. Yeah. But I love giving things and I love getting things. And, you know, that's the beauty of this holiday, is that it's a holiday where you are like, you're actively thinking about people and giving them things. And and when you give something to someone, they know that you thought about them in that moment to get them something. And that's kind of that's the point, right?
Yeah.
It's just like, we are all very selfish beings. I mean, we have to be, right? You're staying alive. So you have to like think about yourself. You're in your own head. But when you take those moments to think about somebody else and do something, go out of your way to do something for someone else, it really makes us as a people, it makes us a better group of people. When people are thinking about people more, you know, and so lean into that in this holiday season and think about the people and think about the reason why you're giving gifts and the reason why you're getting gifts, so that you know that someone thought about you when they, you know, they bought that thing, they used their money to buy it, or they used their time to make it, or they just found something that they knew you would like. And that's like, they're taking that time out of their day to think about someone else. And that's, it's a beautiful thing in our world. So Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, everybody.
There you go. Merry Christmas, everybody.
I hope everyone has a wonderful new year and this holiday season that everybody is celebrating and has some people to celebrate it with. If you have some time in your time off, if you have time off, go check out what we're doing on YouTube. You can head over to YouTube, go to the Art of Craftsmanship, see what we're doing over there. There's still people engaging with our channel, which I love. And, you know, I try to check in on the comments at least like once a week or so and try to, you know, send messages back, because it really does mean something when you hear back from somebody. So I like to respond to that. You can also follow what Deb and I are doing over on Instagram at The Art of Craftsmanship and at The Art of Camera Guy. See things happening in the shop a little more often. I try to put up some more reels and things over there a little bit more often now, and also kind of cross post into YouTube. And then for those of you who want to support and use some of your hard-earned money to give back to what we do here at The Art of Craftsmanship, you can head over to patreon.com/The Art of Craftsmanship and support us there. And we'll you know, use all that to put money back into the channel and try to make cool stuff for you guys. So we really appreciate it. It helps us devote more time and effort into, you know, doing stuff for the channel and doing stuff for the people and trying to inspire people and put cool stuff out there in the world. Because we're thinking about you guys during all the times of the year. So
yeah, baby.
Here you go. All right, man. Well, Merry Christmas, Dev.
Yeah.
I will see you in a couple days.
Yeah.
And everybody else, we will talk to you right around New Year's. We're going to do a Four Brothers podcast. So tune into that and we'll talk to you all then.
This isn't just a game. It's a once in a generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.